So we've just had Cornwall Chamber of Commerce breakfast event at the Penventon Park Hotel, where 12 partners have had certificates presented to them. Partners, you say you thought they were patrons. Well, I've got Kim Conchi from the Chamber of Commerce to explain the difference now.
Well, we thought we'd give our patrons the option of a change of title to business partner. I felt that patrons was slightly, well, patronising and indicating of a one-way street, that they were just sort of supporting the Chamber of Commerce, whereas I wanted something which indicated that they were getting something from this relationship as well. And I felt that being a business partner gave them the relationship with us to say, you know, use your marketing channels to our benefit. We want to host events. We want to determine what's going on. We want to have information about Cornwall's economy from the QES before other members, this sort of thing. So I think partner gives a more two-way street feeling to the relationship, really. And as I say, we didn't take it just by my word. We did go and ask the previous patrons and indeed the four new partners what they felt about this, and business partner was the preferred term.
So to become a partner, what sort of process is there?
Well, you pay your money, effectively. I mean, we like businesses and organisations that are really core to Cornwall's economy. And if you look at the list of partners, you'll see everything from leading women to Newquay Airport to Plymouth University, are organisations which are very much at the heart of what Cornwall's trying to do. So we are, there is some quality check. We wouldn't necessarily welcome everybody as a partner, but it is those people who are paying more, and then under the new relationship can demand more from the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you mentioned Leading Women. We've got Rachel Jones from Leading Women with us. So you're one of the new partners. Can you explain why you decided to take this on?
Absolutely. I've been a member of Chambers now for many years in my capacity as founder director of Fit and Fun Kids and Leading Women UK. Leading Women UK, like Chambers, is all about supporting our members, and we felt we'd be best placed at the heart of the business community by becoming partners of Cornwall Business Chambers. It's really exciting. I think it's a great opportunity to promote the female agenda. Women in Cornwall are a large part of the workforce, and we're here to support our members from business startup, business growth, the challenges of being a working parent, a working woman, from childcare to elderly care. So that's very much why we want to be part of Chambers, so that we can get our message out and also share what Cornwall Business Chambers are bringing to Cornwall with our members.
And so, Rachel, how will this help with the campaigning aspect of what you do?
We're strategically placed really well with Leading Women UK, in that we've got a close ear to government. I've met recently with Laura Lee Burt, who's the Vince Cable as ambassador for women in enterprise, and I've also worked closely with Lord Young on the youth agenda, and it's great to show what Cornwall does really well, and it's great also to hear what the objectives of government are and how we can feed this back into Cornwall that will support working women and also youth employment.
So Kim, looking for any more partners through the year?
Well, we will be looking for some more partners. Out of the 12 we have so far, two of them are media partners, Pirate FM and Business Cornwall Magazine. And I think those two will sit happily alongside probably two more mainstream partners. So, no, we're still after a couple. And there's a huge benefit, as Rachel's aligned some of the things there. But there's a lot of marketing channels that the Chamber of Commerce has, which our patrons can benefit from, as well as the sort of more esoteric relationship building and holding events and that sort of thing together that I think we now offer. And as our profile increases, and of course we hugely support Rachel's aims for equal rights for women and this sort of thing in the workplace, and I can't believe that in the place like Cornwall, where so many of the startups and small businesses are run by women now, that there's any differentiation in the workplace. But we'll obviously do everything we can with Rachel to make sure that sort of thing doesn't progress into the 21st century any longer. So always looking for keen partners to work with, whether they're officially partners or just active members. I think the Chamber of Commerce is going in the right direction, higher profile, and we just hope that more of Cornwall's businesses generally will benefit from the sort of networking and the outward looking role that we can give it now, you know, that we're part of the British Chambers of Commerce and all those international connections, that we can really help people to export from here as well.
Thank you very much, Kim and Rachel.